We celebrate the motherhood of the Virgin Mary. Let us adore her Son, who shares his mother with the Church. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Hail, Holy Queen, who gave birth to the King, Alleluia, who rules heaven and earth forever, Alleluia. What gleaming star of charity you are, O Mary, for the saints. To us on earth you are the font of hope that cannot fade or fail. Your power, such exalted queen, to win the heart of Christ your Son, that what we ask in faith through you, we know we surely shall obtain. Your loving tenderness will aid not only those who pray and plead, but sometimes favors yet unasked are granted to the souls in need. Within your heart true mercy dwells, in you are glory, greatness, power. All goodness that creation holds is found with plenitude in you. To God our Abba glory be, the Spirit and the Word be praised, who clothed you with the robe of grace, immaculate, untouched by sin. Amen. Of you are told glorious things, O City of our God. On the holy mountain is the city cherished by Adonai. Adonai prefers the gates of Zion to all of Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O City of God. Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Zion shall be called mother, for all shall be her children. It is God, Adonai Most High, who gives each a place. In the register of the peoples, God writes, these are her children, and while they dance, they will sing. In you all find their home. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Of you are told glorious things, O City of our God.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Jesus had been taken up to heaven, the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's day journey away. When they entered the city, they went to the upper room where they were staying. All these devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with some women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Spirit has come upon the Virgin Mary, and the power of the Most High has overshadowed her. The Holy Spirit has come upon the Virgin Mary, and the power of the Most High has overshadowed her. Woman, behold your children, and my beloved ones, behold your mother. And the power of the Most High has overshadowed her. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. The Holy Spirit has come upon the Virgin Mary, and the power of the Most High has overshadowed her. They devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. They devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Incarnate Word of God and Son of Mary of Nazareth, in your compassion, hear our prayer. Gabriel brought the invitation to Mary. Give us her courage to say, "Let your will be done." She conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. May your Spirit make us bearers of the Word. You and your parents were migrants and refugees from violence. May we welcome all those who flee poverty and war. Simeon and Anna recognized you and foretold the suffering your love would entail. Help us to recognize you in others and comfort those whose hearts are pierced with sorrow. you entrusted your mother to the beloved disciple. May we include all who suffer loss in our circle of prayer and concern. You made the beloved disciple and the whole church the children of Mary. Help us to follow her example of discipleship and care for all who are in need.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One, source of all light and life, your beloved Son chose to make his blessed Mother Mary our mother and the mother of his body, the Church. Grant, with the loving help of her prayers, that your Church may be more fruitful day by day and, exulting in the holiness of her children, may draw to her embrace all the families of the peoples. We ask this and all things in the name of your incarnate Word, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit in the power of love, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Word made flesh of the Virgin Mary, full of grace and truth, bless us and keep us. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.